Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I'll be taking the gospel reading from the memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." The Gospel of the Lord. I'll never forget one homily I heard in eighth grade at a school mass. It was preached by Father Tom Keller. I'm sorry to say I don't remember too many grade school mass homilies. I was usually counting the number of lights in the ceiling of the church. Father Keller told the riveting story of St. Maximilian Kolbe, which I want to tell you. And I hope you will always remember it too. Maximilian Kolbe was a Polish Franciscan friar born on January 8, 1894. At the age of 12, he had a vision of Mary that would permanently stamp his life. He recounted, "That night, I asked the Mother of God what would become of me. Then she came to me holding two crowns, one white and the other red. She asked me if I was willing to accept either of these two crowns. The white one meant that I should persevere in purity, and the red that I should become a martyr. I said that I would accept them both." Kolbe received the first crown, the white one, when he joined the Franciscan friars in 1907 at the age of 13. Kolbe donned the second crown in 1941 when he was taken as prisoner to the concentration camp at Auschwitz. The Nazis wanted to set an example of 10 prisoners by starving them to death. One of the 10 was a young husband and father. And when he was selected, he cried out, "My wife! My children!" Kolbe volunteered to take his place. Kolbe lived longer than the other 9 in the starvation chamber, and so he was given a lethal injection of carbolic acid and died on August 14, 1941. On October 10, 1982, Pope St. John Paul II canonized St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe. And in the audience that day at St. Peter's Basilica was present that husband and father whose life was spared along with his family. What impressed me so much about St. Maximilian Kolbe is that he saw in that Jewish prisoner what the Nazis were blind to. That each person is created in the image of God. In other words, not only is it worth fighting for the right of other people to live, it's even worth dying for. That's why St. Maximilian Kolbe is a patron saint of the pro-life movement. Every human person, even one that's virtually invisible in the womb, is irreplaceable, unrepeatable, and you might say, irresistible in the eyes of God, because he loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. And that's exactly what Saint Maximilian Kolbe did. One day, a headhunter approached my brother Paul and talked to him about taking a job at another company. That's what professional headhunters do. He asked Paul a curious question. "So, what is your special sauce?" he asked my brother. My brother didn't know what he meant, so he replied, "Well, I really like sriracha." The headhunter went on to explain, "Your special sauce is what you bring to this organization that no one else can. It is your special gift, your talent." That really helped my brother to think in a whole new way about his value as an employee to a company. He needed to identify his special sauce. That was the fundamental and fatal failure of the Nazis during World War II. They could not see the special sauce of the Jewish people. And that's exactly what Saint Maximilian Kolbe did see in that Jewish father and husband. Everyone has a special sauce. Today, take a moment to think about the people in your life, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your classmates, fellow parishioners, and fellow Americans. Can you see each person's special sauce? In some people, it will be easy to see, like in your children and in your grandchildren, easy to see their special sauce. While in other people, it will be hard to see. But the reason it's hard to see another person's special sauce is because of our own selfishness, our professional jealousy, our wounded pride and ego, which blinds us like it blinded the Nazis, who failed to see how special each Jewish person is. Rather, ask for the prayers of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who accepted the crowns of purity and martyrdom, who believed that people are so special, they are not only worth living for, but also worth dying for. Praised be Jesus Christ.